Alright, alright. This is Rocket again, your podcaster. So yesterday, my podcast was about that unexpected checks from Wells Fargo. And what's my podcast for today is about how I ended up generating like at least 7,000 last year, which was 2022. And it started with, okay, before that, just in case if you're not aware, I have 3 online stores online. Yes, of course they're online. And they're eBay, Poshmark, and Bonanza. And usually my sales is good throughout the year, but on holidays is what I will is where I generated more. And one of the reason why last year I made that total all in all is because of a bag. I do thrifting, I do junking, I go to antique store as well, but I don't go to flea markets and I do not go to garage sales. I work on what I have and sometimes I bundle things together, and that's how I make my, that's how I earn money, by the way. So March of last year, I went to this antique store. Yeah, yes, it is an antique store, and I saw a Dior bag inside the shelf. Not knowing if it's real or not, I asked the cashier to maybe she can show it to me, and she did. I don't owe any Dior bags, so I really have no idea if it's real or not. But for $35, why not? Either way, I can use it if I want to, or I can just sell it. And if it's not real, then you know it's still worth having. When after I bought it, I was sitting in my car and I've noticed that there are actually the authentication card. There's the all things, so it looks like it's real. So I left it like that. I went home and listed it for $1,800. It's not new, but it's a chic type of Dior bag. It's really heavy and it looks well made, but then again, I don't know if it's real or not. So in November of last year, someone bought it. After she bought it, she started questioning me. So I said, okay, let me just go ahead and cancel the sales. So this way it gives you time to think about it. But then she bought it again, but she's still harassing me actually, to the point of I refunded the money. That's $1,800, and I went ahead and blocked her. But I feel way, way better because I don't need to be harassed when I am selling. So 30 minutes before the clock strike at midnight towards 2023, I happened to notice my sales, and I was like, oh, someone actually bought the Dior bag for $1,800, no question asked. So I sent it to the authenticity with eBay, because that's how it is when you sell 500 or more, it needed to be authenticated, and it passed. The customer was so happy. She sent me an email. She was happy, you know, because it's really such a good deal. But that's only $1,800. The rest of what I made last year was coins, silver coins, that it produces so much. So all in all, it was really a good 2022. And what I did with $1,500 was I actually invested 1,000 of that to the Bitcoin, still sitting in there right now. And then the rest, I just kind of like use it to pay my bills. So this is what happened why I generated 7,000 last year. And this one, this year is, I did not make a lot of sales, but that's Wells Fargo unexpected check. I'm so, so grateful that things is coming unexpectedly. And every time I get things like this, I always say thank you for the support. So this is my podcast for now, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.